Hi, and welcome to Song Divers, an interview podcast about singer-songwriters.
We like to go deep in conversation with our favorite musicians in search of honest answers.
What are the ingredients of a great song?
What makes a songwriter tick?
Can a musician make a living these days?
Is Jason Isbell overrated?
What?
My name is Stefan.
And this is Ed.
And we're bringing you a special episode remembering an important songwriter we lost in 2020. Hello, friends. It's been a while. About a year, to be specific. Thankfully, Ed and I are both a second vaccine dose away from being able to get things ramped back up. We've got some great guests in store for this year, and I don't think I can describe how much I am looking forward to getting back to interviewing and especially performing. We're not fully back yet, but we're really happy to have this unique episode pulled together to share in the meantime.
Like so many, we assumed, or at least hoped, we were just hitting pause for a few weeks last March when the first wave of meaningful lockdowns began to make their way across the United States. The episode we produced at the end of March 2020 was one fueled by a desire to help the music community weather the pandemic storm, as we focused in on the efforts being made by local musicians to set up live streams as a means of connectivity, preservation, and ultimately, to sustain their livelihoods. Artistry evolved into ingenuity and resilience, and we saw music communities across the world finding new ways to persevere.
Now, Ed and I have been fortunate in our circles. As of the time of recording, our loved ones have practiced caution, taken the warnings and CDC guidance seriously, and so far, been okay. Unfortunately, we don't have to reach far beyond that inner circle to feel the impacts and loss of people we knew and loved. The global music community as a whole lost incredible, influential artists that shaped so many of the musicians toeing the line today. We've lost historic venues, festivals, and shows, so, in thinking about how we honor those we've lost to COVID-19, we've put together an episode dedicated to a prolific songwriter we had hoped to one day host on the show, the late, great, and now 2021 Grammy winner, John Prine.
John's passing brought an outpouring of shared grief from across the globe. It was strangely fitting that the only thing resembling an antidote for the pain came courtesy of John himself through the undyingly generous gift of his own music. We heard stories of gratitude, lessons learned, his unfailing kindness, and his impact on so many songwriters both from decades past and today, as Prine mentored young musicians both directly and indirectly. We saw inspired and resourceful dedications from the intimate living rooms of musicians we usually only see in the bright lights of the stage.
Consequence of Sound hosted a John Prine dedication via their Instagram account that almost seemed to roulette from living room to living room as artists performed live from their respective lockdown locations, playing these beautifully raw and unpolished takes on some of their favorite John Prine songs. I cried several times while watching it, and I smiled the entire time. Despite the challenges of the format and the diverse settings, we experienced some of the most moving and authentic musicianship that there is in this world. For me, the performances by Sarah and Sean Watkins, Sarah Jarosz, and The Lone Bellow are definitely things you should go look up. They're amazing. The Lone Bellow's performance especially was really moving. His kids come into the shot sort of towards the end, and they all start singing together as they roll out, and it was really, really moving.
Shortly after John's passing, our friends at WMNF, our local Tampa Bay area community radio station, hosted Prine Time, inviting musicians to send in cover versions of their favorite John Prine tunes. It was a wonderful 2 hours featuring artists and styles from across the musical spectrum. Stefan and I were thrilled and honored to take part with our own submissions.
In honor of that effort and those made throughout the musical community, we're releasing this special episode of John Prine Covers, graciously sent to us by some of our previous Song Divers guests. We're releasing this episode on April 7th, the anniversary of his passing. You'll hear my band Mercy McCoy featuring Emma Robinson, a really amazing vocalist and a friend of ours, and our take on John Prine's picture show, which Ed produced. You get to hear Ed's take on the song Far From Me, which is beautifully approached and produced, and I'm so glad that this take is going to live on in this episode.
You'll also hear Rebecca Pulley and Rob Pastore doing Crazy as a Loon. Then Rebecca joins Dean Johannesson for the classic Prine duet, In Spite of Ourselves. Kirk Adams gives us a great take on the Sonny Prine classic, Fish and Whistle, while Liam Bowman conjures a haunting version of Summer's End. Andrew Duhon gives us his take of the early Prine classic, Spanish Pipe Dream. And Josh Riley takes one of Prine's best song stories for a spin. Sabu visits the Twin Cities alone. All right, enough talk.
From all of us, John, these are for you.
She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. Oh, and I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck, and these are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, move to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at that table and I acted real naive, for I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around that ballroom and she did the hootie coo. Yeah, and all night long she kept singing that song, just telling me what to do. She said, blow up your TV, throw away your paper, move to the country and build you a home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place, and that's when that topless lady looked me right there in the face. Said, you must know the answer. I said, no, but I'll give it a try. Yeah, and this very day we've been living our way, and here is a reason why. We blew up our TV, we threw away our paper, we moved out to the country, built us a home, had a whole mess of children, fed them all on peaches, let them find Jesus on their own.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down at her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. But she's my baby and I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing Mondays. He ain't too sharp but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. He's my baby, I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow.
Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize.
We're gonna spite our noses right off of our faces. Won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking, keeps on ticking. Never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's howling at the moon. He's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spite our noses right off of our faces. It won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spite our noses right off of our faces. It won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. It won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. It won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.
Town with a very large imagination. Lay alone in his room with his radio on, looking for another station. When the static from the mouthpiece gave way to the sound below, James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his picture in a picture show. James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his picture in a picture show. Get off your knees, mama, why'd you have to go? Your darling Jim is out on a limb. Put my picture in a picture show. Oh, oh, put my picture in a picture show. Hamburgers and cheeseburgers, Wilbur and Orville Wright. John Garfield in the afternoon, Montgomery Clift tonight. And the static hit the mouthpiece and gave way to the sound below. James Dean went out to Hollywood and put his picture in a picture show. Put his picture in a picture show. And oh, daddy, get off your knees. Mama, why'd you have to go? Your darling Jim is out of the limb. I put my picture in a picture show. Whoa, oh, put my picture in a picture show. With a big black hole in the belly and the soul, waiting on an explanation. Well, a white man sits on his fat can and takes pictures of the Navajo. Every time he quits, his Kodak picks, steals a little bit of soul. Oh, oh, every time he quits, his Kodak picks, it steals a little bit of soul. And it's, oh, daddy, get off your knees. Mama, why'd you have to go? Darling Jim is out on the limb. Took a picture in a picture show. Oh, oh, put my picture in a picture show. I put my picture in a picture show. He was a young man from a small town. Very large imagination.
Mm-hmm. as the cafe was closing on a warm summer night. And Kathy was cleaning the spoons. The radio played the hit parade, and I hummed along with the tune. She asked me to change the station, said the song, it just drove her insane. But it weren't just the music playing, it was me she was trying to blame. And the sky is black and still now, on the hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me. Well, I leaned on my left leg in the parking lot dirt. Kathy was closing the lights. A June bug flew from the warmth he once knew, and I wished for once I weren't right. We used to laugh together, and we'd dance to any old song. Well, you know, she still laughs with me, but she waits just a second too long. And the sky is black and still now, on the hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me. Well, I started the engine and I gave it some gas. Kathy was closing her purse. Well, we hadn't gone far in my beat-up old car, and I was prepared for the worst. Will you still see me tomorrow? No, I've got too much to do. Well, a question ain't really a question if you know the answer to. And the sky is black and still now, on the hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle shines just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me.
Well, I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt when the shoes are on my feet, and I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Dug a trench. I used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I'd go to town and drink and give the girls a pinch, but I don't think that they ever even noticed me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. Big again, again. Whoa, on my very first job I said thank you and please. My name is Club the Parking Lot, down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees, and they only gave me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Fish and whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on the dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. We'll forgive you, we'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Whistle and go fishing in heaven. Whistle and go fishing in heaven.
pass the time away neath this blue Canadian moon. This whole world has made me crazy, crazy as a loon. This whole world has made me crazy, crazy as a loon.
Come on home, You don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
Said the new producer to the old big shot. It's dying on the edge of the great Midwest. Sabu must tour or forever rest. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy. And headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. His manager sat in the office alone, just staring at the numbers on his telephone, and wondering how a man can send a child actor to visit in the land of the wind chill factor. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, and headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. Sabu was depressed, the whole tour stunk. The airlines lost the elephant's trunk. The roadie got the rabies and the scabies and the flu. We was low on morale, but we was high on. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, and headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. From the jungles of East St. Paul. From the jungles of East St. Paul.
You've been listening to Song Divers.
Thank you for supporting us and our sponsors and all the great independent music makers out there trying to make their way in the music business these days. Songs we heard in this episode were all written by John Prine. We heard Andrew Duhon doing Spanish Pipe Dream. That was Dean Johannesson and Rebecca Pulley doing In Spite of Ourselves. Mercy McCoy with guest vocalist Emma Robinson gave us Picture Show. And that was myself, Edwal Till, doing Far From Me. Rebecca Pulley and Rob Pastore gave us Crazy as a Loon. That was Kirk Adams doing Fish and Whistle. We heard Liam Bowman doing Summer's End, which Prine co-wrote with Pat McLaughlin. And Joshua Riley performed Sabu Visits the Twin Cities Alone.
If this was your first time really being introduced to John Prine, we implore you to go listen to his catalog. You've heard a lot more John Prine than you probably even realize, as he's influenced so much of what we hear today. You can learn more about John's life, the Grammy and Country Music Hall of Fame recognition, and even more at johnprine.com. John's family has kept his Instagram going, and we encourage you to follow JOHN_PRINE to keep up with the continuing music he created and inspired. Thank you so much for listening in, and we can't wait to bring you the next one. Stay safe, and if these vaccines don't turn us all into zombies, we'll be back with new episodes real soon. Song Divers is a production of Ybor City Records and recorded in the historic Kenwood district of St. Petersburg, Florida.